Greetings again, friends and neighbors. It's Pastor Bob, and we have the next 10 minutes together or so for our Advent daily devotion from John Pavlovitz and his little book called Lo. And don't forget, today at noon is our little get-together at Roselands. Come and join us if you can. Stop in, stay a while, grab a coffee, get a sandwich, or just listen. It's a lot of wisdom being tossed around at Roselands at noon. Here's our devotion for today. It's called Waiting Rooms, something we all have some experience with, I'm sure. Waiting Rooms. And our scripture comes from the book of James. Amen, hallelujah. If you want someone to tell you something straight, go to James, Jesus' brother, who finally figured it out at the very end and then led the church of Jerusalem at the very beginning. That's a great story. Here's James chapter 5, verse 7. Be patient then, brothers and sisters, until the Lord's coming. See how the farmer waits for the land to yield its valuable crop, patiently waiting for the autumn and spring rains. Our devotion today. It's been said that waiting is the hardest part. Sidebar, I believe that was the late great prophet Tom Petty who said that waiting is the hardest part. But sometimes, and to some people, it's actually the best part. I was talking to my son about the approaching Christmas season, and he said, I really like the waiting. It's fun. He described the time leading up to the holidays as his favorite part, the anticipation and the excitement, the electricity of looking forward to something and of counting down the days. For him, it's far more enjoyable than the relative letdown of the day itself. There are certainly times when the time in between is far more challenging to embrace. Waiting on medical test results or word about a much-needed job. Waiting for a relationship to improve or for depression to lift. In those anticipatory spaces, it's far tougher to enjoy waiting, and much easier to feel anxious. I always like to think about the fact that several hundred years went by between the Old and New Testaments. What is simply the turn of a page to us represents several generations of painful waiting, of awkward silence or unresolved questions, which is why the birth story of Jesus is the perfect one to bridge those two parts of the story. It's a wonderful end to a time of anxious waiting. If we cultivate a bit of faith, that in-between time, even in difficult days, can be a hopeful space for us. A place where we can welcome transformation, even with all the present unknowns. Rather than wanting the time to pass quickly, we can actually enjoy it because we know we are being renovated. This season may find you in painful waiting, in that sometimes frustrating before. One of the truths you can rest in is that As with the child in Mary's womb and the groaning world enduring those long months, there is always change taking place. Always new life about to spring forth. As frightening as it can be, do your best to find joy in the waiting today. We have three questions for reflection or meditation based on today's devotion, waiting rooms. One, most of us grew up with the heightened expectations around this time of year. Reflect on a time you remember looking forward to something. And when the waiting was actually the best part. Two, the time between the what is and the what's to come can be filled with excitement or fear. Describe or think about a period of waiting or transition you are in, and whether that leaves you feeling hopeful or anxious. And three, whether you are a Christian or not, what do you see happening in these days in organized religion? How are you and those around you experiencing community differently? And that concludes our daily devotion for today. Thursday, the third week of Advent. And hope you can make it to the Roselands today at noon. God bless you. Have a great day. And today's meditation and reflection word for the day: waiting.